I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
But this is a curious one. Nepean Hospital, there's long been discussion about people smoking out the front of Nepean Hospital. It's wrong. You should not be smoking in the grounds.
Yep.
But how do you police it? That's the question. It seems that the Nepean and Blue Mountains local health district has decided that staff at the hospital, this would include doctors and nurses, those who put their hands up to be enforcement officers, could actually fine people. This will be happening from Sunday.
Now, they've changed their bylaws to enable people there to issue $300 fines to people caught smoking on the grounds, and coincides with World No Tobacco Day on Sunday.
Yeah. Now, if you read the story, they are saying that it'll give them a chance to speak to people and say, look, you know you're risking a fine, but ultimately they could fine them. So doctors would be able to issue fines to people for smoking out the front of the hospital. Dr. Saxon Smith is the president of the New South Wales AMA. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Smith, your reaction to that news?
Well, look, you know that it's been many years now that the regulation and rules have been in place to say that you shouldn't be smoking in and around hospitals, even outside. Up to this point in time, it's been very much a softly enforced process. But fines are a way to put some teeth back into it, because obviously people continue to smoke in those areas when they shouldn't be. But I really don't think it's the role of staff like the doctors and nurses to go out and deliver fines. In actual fact, their main focus should be looking after the care of either the loved one that you're there to visit or yourself if you're the patient.
I would have thought it would also put them in danger, wouldn't it? I mean, you get some verbal abuse and potential physical abuse from people who don't agree with being given a fine.
And that's exactly right. I mean, there's usually security guards, and that's sort of more their role. And in actual fact, some of the hospitals have security guards that are essentially deputised, that have sort of extra enforcement capability and training to go along with it. You know, doctors and nurses are trained to look after you and to, you know, deliver quality care as you can get in New South Wales, but they're not looked after, you know, we're not trained to say to give out fines and try and moderate any reverse aggression you might get when you go to talk to people.
I remember 40 years ago, our family doctor used to smoke 2 or 3 packs a day. Would there be many doctors now who would smoke?
Look, I think the reality is we all know too well that smoking is a highly addictive habit to take up. And if you're still smoking now, despite all the amount of information that's freely available highlighting the risks and dangers around, you know, damage it does to your heart and cancer and lung disease, if you're still smoking now, it's because you are very much addicted to it. It's a tough thing to kick, whether you're an average Joe Blow or a doctor.
Right.
There are very few doctors that still smoke, but you know they can be trapped in the same addiction cycle like everybody else.
Now, did the Nepean Hospital consult with the AMA before making this decision to get some staff to impose these fines?
No, we weren't consulted directly, but it's ultimately something that they look at locally because it's their ordinance or regulation they have to change, as you've already said, but it's still just a common sense approach where, you know, the staff are there from doctors, nurses and allied health like physios and social workers, they're designed to help and not enforce laws.
What if there's a doctor smoking out the front? Because there would be. Apparently they say doctors and nurses are among those who smoke. If one doctor goes to another doctor and says, you're nicked, what do you think about that?
Well, I think in reality, if you are a doctor or a nurse or allied health that still smokes, you need to lead by example and not smoke outside of the front of the workplace.
All right.
This is mandated by law in New South Wales not to happen, so don't do it.
Dr. Smith, thank you.